The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We come now to the Hour One Nugget and part 25 of this awesome series on God's love. This music that I'm playing behind it is actually The Largo by Handel. But I've simply titled it The Love Theme because it is so beautiful. We go to John's Gospel and the first chapter. And let's read from verse 1. I want to highlight verse 3 and 4, but let's read from verse 1. It says, "In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it." Beloved, the word here that John is referring to, and incidentally, this is John's gospel. And also John wrote the epistles, John, 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. And also he wrote Revelation, an amazing man, and a disciple loved by Jesus. And right here he says, in the beginning the Word already existed. The Word, we sometimes referred to what is in the Bible. But in this case, John is saying the Word is Jesus. In actual fact, if you go to verse 14, it says, "So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son." I love it. I love the fact that John refers to Jesus as the Word, or in the Greek, it's known as Logos or Logos. God created everything through him, through Jesus, and nothing was created except through him. Think about that. Nothing that we see in this world was ever created unless Jesus was involved. You see, Jesus is the Father's Son. The Holy Spirit is the outpouring of their love. And the three in one make the Trinity. So many people, so many new Christians find it so difficult to understand the Trinity, to understand the whole concept of the Trinity. But right here, it's made so simple to understand. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And right here, we see God the Father working through God the Son in his word. And John says, in the beginning the word already existed. Jesus already existed. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The word gave life to everything that was created. Jesus gave life to absolutely everything that was created. And his life brought light to everyone. Whether you believe it or not, Jesus is bringing light into this world. You know, if you're in a dark room and there's no light on, you're in darkness, and suddenly someone walks into that room and flicks on the light, and suddenly that room that was dark is bathed in light. Wherever Jesus goes, through his, how can I put this, his followers, people like me, people like you, wherever we go, because we have the light of Jesus shining in us, wherever we go, whatever we do, We come to someone who is in darkness, they are then bathed in light and they cannot get away from it. Sometimes, maybe you're wondering why sometimes you go to speak to somebody and they really don't want to know you. They don't want anything to do with you. They shy away from you and they want to back off. Why is that? That's because the light of Jesus is shining right in their faces and they can do nothing. They cannot get rid of the darkness. They can't hide in the darkness when the light is bathing them. And so they want to retract. They want to get away. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Think about that. The darkness in those people that you meet in life. They cannot possibly extinguish the light that is in you. It is impossible because the light of Jesus is shining. Go with me to verse 14. I just want to look at this for a second. So the Word became human and made his home among us. So Jesus came into this world as a little baby, born of Joseph and Mary, the virgin birth, another miracle. And he became human and lived amongst us. And when he was 30 years old, he knew that now was the time he was to go about his father's business. He'd already started, really. When he was 12, he was confounding the people, the scholars, in the synagogues in Jerusalem. He was confounding them. And yet when he was 30, he knew that now was the time. So he began, very humbly, his ministry. No fanfares, no trumpets sounding. He just began to go about his father's business. I can see him now, you know, as I talk to you. Walking past that beautiful Sea of Galilee. Earlier on, you've heard that Paul and Fiona Jones are going to the Holy Land, and they're offering you a chance to go with them. If you have the possibility to go, I urge you to take up this opportunity and go to the Holy Land with Paul and Fiona. Oh, I tell you, you will not believe it. You know, I went to the Holy Land once. I went to the Sea of Galilee. I was staying in Tiberias, and I went to the Sea of Galilee. And I took a boat with a bunch of other people. We went out onto the Sea of Galilee, and we were in this wooden boat, and there were about six of us on the boat. And I remember going to the bow, to the sharp end of the boat. And I was just sitting there all on my own as the boat cut through the Sea of Galilee. And it was a beautiful day. And I just began to weep. I was weeping and weeping and weeping and enjoying this moment because I knew that where I was going was where my Lord had been. And I was just in the same place as our Lord. It was wonderful. It was an amazing sense. Jesus was made flesh. He was so full of unfailing love and faithfulness. You know this. And this is what this whole series is all about. God's love. The love of Jesus. Jesus was full of unfailing love. Jesus is full of unfailing love. In other words, God is love. Say that with me now. God is love. Say it again. God is love. And then just say this. If God loves me, so must I love, because God is love. Say it again. If God loves me, so must I love, because God is love. Beloved, just know this. God does love you so, so very much. The Word tells us He's full of His unfailing love. That means a love that will never end, a love that will never fail. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, that love will not stop flowing. Accept it. Just accept it. And say, Lord, pour Your love onto me. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I will follow You for the rest of my life. Amen and amen.